socks and I can't find my shoes.
Get to some of the big items of interest and import when it comes to talk radio, news talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio, political talk radio, whatever you want to call it. It's time for us to review what has been big this past week. A lot of things in the social world, the entertainment world. This is just an overview. The courtesy of Michael Harrison for being here is understood. Talk radio, the talk media, things that we find of common interest. So each week, Talkers puts together a list of the 10 stories, the 10 topics, the 10 big issues of the week. And so I invite Michael Harrison to come here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is included in all of the material that's at talkers.com. You can go there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and go through what's going on with some of your favorite hosts, whether they be national or local, some of the issues that are being discussed. And then there are some new adjuncts. Michael's going to tell us about some of the things that are going on at the Talk. Well, Talkers Magazine has a radio sort of station. Would you call it a station? What would you call it? We'd call it Talkers Magazine, even though it's online. So what do we call talkersradio.com? What do we call it? A radio station? What do you want to call that?
It's not, well, it's not talkersradio.com, so don't say that, because there is no
talkersradio.com. Okay.
There's Talkers Radio, which is a streaming 24/7 radio station on talkers.com, and it's only a few months old, and it's basically a talk station that anybody could listen to that has experimental talk shows. Its pure format is designed to have programs that are in development, hosts that people know from the radio doing things that they don't know they could do. For example, you have a show that just is debuting this weekend on Talkers Radio about the agricultural side of your expertise, basically a program for small farmers. And, you don't hear things like that. A lot of famous personalities are doing things that no one would believe they even would be interested in. And there are some new shows in development. So we're doing it as a service to the industry, but it's also a service to the, you know, the real discerning talk radio listeners who want to hear something different, kind of like an experimental theater, a workshop. And we're getting a great reaction to it. So if anybody wants to hear it, it's on 24/7. You just go to talkers.com. And then click on Talkers Radio on the menu, or you can go directly to it by going to talkers.com. That's www.talkers.com/talkersradio. And I think your listeners will find that to be a nice place to occasionally check out some interesting stuff. You want to go through the top stories this week?
I don't think they should go there occasionally. I think they should go there. They should have it in their ear almost, other than this program being on the air 6 hours a day, there's no reason why I shouldn't be listening to Talkers Radio at least 18 hours a day.
Okay. They will hear some of the same shows over and over. I do want people to know we program it sort of like C-SPAN or like the Discovery Channel. Where, for example, your show that debuts on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock Eastern Time will then be played 2-3 times a day for the following week at different times on the schedule. The schedule will be posted. So people have a chance to hear these programs at different times a day, and they're presented as though they're special events as opposed to, you know, coming up next, live. That's more of your AM/FM type of a radio station. This is, again, it's just very different and very much tuned to the industry and to people who are connoisseurs who want to see what goes on, you know, off of the beaten path.
I think that that highlights what is going on with people. Everybody's tastes and choices are changing. The availability of product is changing. So this is a way for people to get something they may be interested in or intrigued by in terms of audio, and in a different way. It's just another way of being able to tune into something that's different, because there is a lot of the same old, as we find, as you profile the people that are in the talk chart every week and the stories that are on the talk chart every week. There's a certain amount of sameness there, which speaks to one of the good parts and bad parts of traditional news talk radio, because there's a comfort level. People that were interested in listening to these hosts, the same people that have been on the air for a long time. They're used to their cadence, used to their attitude. There's a familiarity because that success is brought about by people not wanting change, not liking change particularly. Right, Michael? Don't you think that's part of it?
Well, I think that, I think to a certain extent you're right. I also think that, you remember, we're doing this a long time. I've been publishing Talkers for 24, 25 years now. So I've seen a lot of sameness, and I've also seen a lot of change. People come, people go. Things change gradually. Some things last for a very long time. Most things don't. So you have a lot of comings and goings, but some of them make such a little impression you don't even know they ever came. And then you have things such as yourself. I mean, you're the second longest running syndicated host in mainstream talk radio today. You've been around a very, very long time. Obviously, you're doing something right, but also it's a tribute to the fact that you've evolved over the years. Rush Limbaugh's evolved. Sean evolves. The big names evolve. And if they don't evolve, they're either going to have something really good or they will fade. I'm not going to start naming names, but I could start throwing names at you that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago were iconic in our industry. And it's where are they now? And in 5 years, it'll be, who are they? It wouldn't be where are they. It's, who are they?
Yeah.
It's shocking. And again, the temptation is to start throwing names at you, but I don't want to do that.
All right. Well, the one thing I will tell you that you can take to the bank is 5 years from now, you and I will still be talking about these issues and programs.
God willing.
Yep.
Let us hope so. That would be nice.
All right. Let's pause for a moment, and then we're going to go through the list. All right. Hold on for just a second. No, hold on. Let's pause for a moment, then we'll get to the stories. All right, hold on a second. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com, is here. We'll go through the top 10 stories and the people list in a moment.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $1.39. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
All right, Michael Harrison is here. We're going to now go through the Talkers charts for the week of February 3rd to the 7th. And we'll go through the top 10 stories first, then we'll get to the people and talk about them as time allows. All right, Michael, the story is, and the stage is yours.
The stage is mine. At number 10, we have Seattle wins Super Bowl XLVI 48. Boy, that's really like, whoa. At number 9, we have Woody Allen allegations. My goodness. Number 8, huge story, tragic. Philip Seymour Hoffman dead. Number 7, IRS targeting scandal. Number 6, the Russian Sochi Olympics. At number 5, we have financial markets activity. Marijuana laws are in the air. At number 4, Hillary in 2016. At number 3, at number 2, immigration legislation and amnesty. Back up in the top 2. And number 1, one of our favorite topics in talk radio, criticism of Obamacare. The people that are being talked about in terms of a top 10 chart here this past week, intermingled within those stories, Peyton Manning, the quarterback, at number 10, Woody Allen at number 9, Vladimir Putin at 8, Philip Seymour Hoffman at 7, Joe Biden at 6, number 5 is Ted Cruz, number 4 is Chris Christie, number 3 is Hillary Clinton, number 2 is John Boehner, number 1, guess what, Barack Obama.
All right, so let's go back to the Olympics. I'm trying in my mind to find, and I've looked around talkers, I've looked around in a number of places to see if there actually are any sports talk radio hosts who have gone to the Olympics. Do you know of any hosts that are actually there?
No, I personally, off the top of my head, do not. However, that doesn't mean there aren't any. But you are bringing up an interesting topic, and that is, most sports talk hosts and commercial talk radio are not huge fans of talking about the Olympics. They're fixated on the big four: football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. Occasionally, they'll talk a little bit about tennis. Occasionally, they'll talk a little bit about golf. And very seldom do they stray beyond that.
I've heard a number of hosts just say they weren't that interested this past week listening to some sports talk radio programs. They just said, man, you know what? I'm not. Baseball season starts in a couple of weeks. We have all this stuff going on with the end of the hockey season, the end of basketball season. This is not that big. Is it because it isn't a big participant? You know, these are individuals. Individuals, yeah, the women and children look at this as one aspect of finding good things about Americans versus the team sports and what men like. Do you think that's
Exactly, but it's just like the news talk radio. How many big topics are there out there that are huge topics that we could be talking about, but they're not in the, they're not the hits? You always say that, the hit topics.
Yeah.
Well, ice skating and skiing and a lot of these are individual sports that people do for recreation, and then they see the great ones doing it on the world stage. It's a little bit different than, you know, hey, my city's going to be your city in the division championships of the American football. Conference.
Right. It's not like it's the American versus American isn't there. It's not that part. That's not what it's what it is. American versus the Russian or whatever. All right, Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts. products from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You have to fumigate the studio after we get done with this. This guy, Richie, gets upset when he hears Barbara Streisand. I get equally as upset when I hear Michael Bolton.
Oh, yeah, Michael Bolton's the same way for me.
Oh, my God.
So much so that for some reason, the advertising agencies think he's a hot commodity right now. So he's running concurrently on, simultaneously on two commercials.
Yeah.
Starburst and a Honda commercial for the past couple of months. And every now and then I'll see these two commercials back to back. So I have to take Michael Bolton back to back.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
I would not hit the channel.
Well, I'm watching The Blacklist or something like that.
I listen to it. We're here. We're talking over them, and we can let them keep playing. We're going through the top five songs this week in 1990 here on Good Day. And Michael Bolton is number five. How am I supposed to live without you? Let's get rid of that.
This is much better.
Aerosmith, number four. Got a gun. Janie's got a gun. Don't just be gun. Now, this is okay. I'm never a big fan of Aerosmith. All right, nothing serious.
I was an early Aerosmith fan. The later Aerosmith, I respected more because they were able to kick all their drug habits and get back together and become a successful band.
That's why I didn't like them, because they were all druggies.
No, God, in this era of them, no, they're all clean.
Really?
Yeah.
Just remember, five songs during this week in 1990 are the focus of our affection here as we count down from number five to number four. So Michael Bolton's number five, Aerosmith number four, in the number three slot. This is one of his better efforts, I think, in terms of real pop success. Rod Stewart's Downtown Train, number three during this week in 1990. This one you can happily crank up, Richie. On a downtown train. It's the best of the top five.
That's when he started kind of doing a lot of his throwback stuff, his old school.
Yeah.
Good point. I know you're in love, but I know it's too late. I know your stairs and your doorway. I'll walk down your street and past your gate. I stand by the light of the hallway. If I stand as they fall, for your happiness, heart attack.
It's not a music program, but it's a program about life. And in all of our lives, music plays, unless you're really kind of adult, you are affected by music in one way or another. One of the universal things that affects our emotions and our memories, the songs of our lives. So
have to admit, number two, the next song, by looking at the name of the band, I don't recognize it, but I'm sure we will when
I just want to listen to it and figure out the connection. Still don't recognize it. I need Jennifer here for this.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gone on this one. You too.
I am.
Well, we give it its due. We paid attention to it. That's all right. Number two. Number one is a lady most everybody knows, Paula Abdul. Number one with the wild pair here, opposite you, Pratt. Talking about pop hits. That's a great line.
Very cute.
She makes the bed and he steals the covers. All right, so again, Michael Bolton at number five, Aerosmith number four, Rod Stewart number three, Seduction number two, and Paula Abdul is number one with this tune. As we review the top five songs for this week in 1990 on the Dutch Stefan Good Day program, it's 28 past the hour. But when we get together, we
have nothing but fun. I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction, brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction, additive packages are key in synthetic oil quality. Fact, of a quart of synthetic oil, 15 to 25% is its total additive package, including anti-wear agents, detergents, dispersants, and antioxidants. An oil's additive package does the heavy lifting, and ultimately, its lubrication factor, friction, and heat reduction and ability to rev up performance are measures of an additive package's quality. Royal Purple's proprietary Centrelec technology was developed over years of rigorous testing and real-world use. Fact is, Royal Purple solved a vibration problem with the China Star 125-mile-per-hour bullet train. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple high-performance motor oil. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages, then pick up Royal Purple today at Pep Boys.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Phase separation is the separation of gasoline and water in your tank, which can cause corrosion. All hydrocarbon gasoline with no ethanol can suspend about 0.15 teaspoons of water before it separates. E10 can suspend about 4 teaspoons. That's over 26 times more. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Get ready for spring with your free gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your favorites in skincare and makeup along with a cosmetics bag. All valued at $112 with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more and receive additional top sellers in eyeshadow shades, Bifacil makeup remover, and your choice of eye cream. Qualify with Genifique Youth Activating Serum, your first step day and night for radiant skin. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free spring gift. Only at Macy's.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Out. I'm Doug Steffen. We're overviewing in this hour a lot of the things that have been big in the world of talk radio this past week. Let's have some fun. One of the items that certainly get a lot of conversation over the weekend is Jay Leno's departure from The Tonight Show, which is number five on this week's overview of what's going on. The hot hits, number five. Here's talk host Phil Cienciola, who talks about some of Jay's biggest targets over the years in his monologues.
I have noticed very little buzz at all about Jay Leno's departure. It seems like that should be a bigger deal than it is. That's it. Jay Leno's gone. I thought there'd be more buzz about that. I did see a kind of funny story where they broke down Jay Leno's jokes. This is the Center for Media and Public Affairs at George Mason University. Basically took all the Tonight Shows, the monologue portion, from May 25th of 1992 to January 24th of this year. And during that time, they counted. I mean, they spent all this time. They checked. And during that period, who do you think the most jokes were made about by Jay Leno? Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, 43,892 jokes about President Bill Clinton. Slick Willie. Leno's top all-time target. Number two, it was W, 3,239 jokes. Al Gore, third, 1,026 jokes. I just find it fascinating how they broke this all down. Although he's appeared on David Letterman's show 10 times, Mr. Clinton was never a guest on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno as the host. Now, among non-political joke targets, Jay Leno made fun of the most, O.J. Simpson, 795 jokes. Michael Jackson, 505 jokes. Martha Stewart and her little prison escapade, 208 jokes. Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan, for whatever reason, tied at 153 jokes each. According to the study, throughout the Tonight Show tenure, Leno most often joked about powerful people and scandalous behavior. Those two were combined, of course, in President Clinton, which accounts for his 4,607 joke total. But one out of every 10 jokes Leno ever delivered was about public affairs and public figures. Clinton, his wife Hillary, his VP Al Gore, favorite intern Monty Lewinsky accounted for four of Leno's top seven targets. Overall, the top 20 list included the past four presidents and vice presidents, as well as the past six failed major party nominees for president. And this study also noted that Democrats were the subject of 10,885 jokes, 15% more jokes than he told about Republicans.
All right, this is Phil Scienciola. And some of the things that we have heard, that's the mainstay of these late night shows is politics. And you heard perhaps President Obama even sent wishes. I shouldn't say even. He took a little shot at him, had a little fun. Even Jimmy Kimmel, who's been a jerk about Jay Leno through his career, really a jerk, petty, just he's a jerk. I lost all respect for Kimmel when he was taking his shots at Jay. Did send over a tweet, I think it was, Richie, in essence saying, you know, good luck. You have done something that nobody else has done but Johnny Carson.
Right.
Kimmel certainly isn't going to have the same stature.
Stature.
Thank you. I'll try that. As
all
Carson or Leno has had. All right, here's the host, Gene Valenzetti, talking to comedian Bob Perlow. Perlow was the warm-up guy for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Hey, you just spoke to Jay, you told me a couple of days ago. Tell me what he said to you.
He's thrilled to go out like this after what he went through. It was 22 years ago when Johnny gave him the show, and it was pretty messy, if you recall.
Yep.
Johnny never said, Johnny left on a Friday, never said, oh, there's a new guy, Jay Leno, coming in. Good luck, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the show was done forever. And then when Jay came on, he never said, oh, thank you, Johnny. So it was really messy. And people forget that Johnny was number one for 25 years. Jay took over and was a complete disaster.
Yeah.
He dropped, and it was awful until two things happened. The O.J. trial, where he had the dancing O.J.s and the Egos, and that raised him in the ratings. And then the Hugh Grant fiasco, where Hugh Grant gave him the first interview. That was 1995. Since then, he's been number one.
Right.
So it from a messy start, he regained that status and then went through that big debacle in 2008 with Conan.
Right.
And that was another disaster. So this time, it's happening the right way. He's going out number one, and a very seamless handoff to Jimmy Fallon to take over the reins.
Right.
He was thrilled the other night, and was talking to him, very, very happy.
Well, he's happy to go out number one. He's being very diplomatic and kind to NBC, which is basically showing the door again. Is there a backstory here? I mean, is he going to tell me next week when he comes out and he's free of these guys, hey, I never wanted to leave. They forced me out. This is, you know, I'll see you on Fox.
He kind of intimates that now, saying, well, with tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Johnny was fired. I don't know how many people know that. I mean, Johnny was forced out when he had to leave, and no one likes that. But Jay realizes it's time, and he's being magnanimous about it.
Hey, Bob, they're basically shutting down Burbank. About 150 people are going to lose their jobs. Yeah, I still know you have a lot of friends out there.
Yeah, we've been in touch, like, the past 6 months with the crew, which has been there since 93, 95, 97, a couple of turnovers, but they're all, nobody has a job this long on TV. I mean, it's unprecedented. 22 years, usually, if you get a job on a hit show like Friends or Seinfeld, you hope it goes 4 years or 5 years. So they're all had a real good run.
You know, it's very interesting. That's Gene Valenzetti talking to Bob Perlow, who was the warm-up guy for The Tonight Show. Jay often would warm up the audience himself, whereas with The Tonight Show, Ed always used to go out and warm up the audience before Johnny came out. Johnny was never seen before the curtain came back, and he walked out onto the stage. And when the show was over, the audience never, he walked off the stage and the audience never heard from him, never saw him. Ed would stick around, talk to the audience sometimes and talk. But Johnny went on when the show started and he went off when the show stopped. He was in his car within 30 minutes and out of the parking lot and on his way home. That's the way Johnny, whereas Jay was just the opposite. He'd go out to the parking lot and he'd visit with some of the people as he was leaving, getting into one of his cars. And Jay Leno, by the way, never drove the same car to work, ever. One day to the next. He always had a different car. He has this big collection of hundreds of old cars, and every day he'd show up at work in a different car. I thought that was kind of a cool thing. Anyway, so Jay Leno is a big item of conversation and interest, as it well should be coming up. We'll shift to another item that's sure to get a lot of talk, overview, and consideration this weekend, the Olympics. That's up next here.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win!
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 88weirdspice.com. People who have followed this plan at 88weirdspice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 88weirdspice.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 88weirdspice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 88weirdspice.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 88weirdspice.com. Watch for free at 88weirdspice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 88weirdspice.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Next up here, as our review of what's going on in the world of conversation radio gets capped at the week's end, the Olympics, number 3 this week in interest. Here's host Joel Riley with former CIA operative Wayne Simmons. They talk about the security concerns that continue to be a part of the travel back and forth to the Olympic headquarters.
What do you know about what's going on in Russia right now?
Well, just what we read in the newspapers, and it's not good. So give me 7 years since the announcement of Sochi being the venue, and as a terrorist, a sophisticated terrorist, I'm going to create a minefield that you can't do anything about. We all hope and pray, of course, that nothing happens. But if ever there were a time and a venue where we believe with relative certainty that something bad is going to happen, it would be now. It's 1,300 square miles to try to protect. The venues are spread out all over the country, and you're in the absolute backyard of the terrorist. I don't understand. Many of us complained 7 years ago when they chose this venue, but politics got in the way, and now hopefully we don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, Wayne, I guess I would be a terrible terrorist because I think if I were really going to hit Sochi, what I would do is I wouldn't tip my hand. I wouldn't be increasing attacks and all those things. I would just be laying the groundwork, and then it's like a blindside. Why is it that they're attacking with more frequency as we get closer?
Well, because you're thinking like a Westerner, and with all due respect, you're thinking like someone who has not been trained. And what I mean by that is there is no time to let up when you are leading up to a major attack. They do not see this as anything other than, meaning Sochi, they do not see this as anything other than an opportunity to inflict great pain and against Putin and against the Soviets. They also take every opportunity to kill. Jihadis do not care when the victims come or how they come or where they come. They took Beslan in 2004 and slaughtered, as you may remember, elementary school children, 350-plus elementary school children. They have no compunction. They have no problem slaughtering these people.
Well, if Russia, though, and Putin are your targets, why the Olympics? I mean, that's more of a world thing. Why wouldn't you focus away from that?
No, this is not just against Russia. This is against the West. This is against everything that Russia stands for, but most importantly, and you are absolutely correct, most importantly, it is to embarrass the Soviet, the Russians. It is to embarrass Putin. But you cannot give them 7 years. And remember, they've been at it for decades. So the terrorists know how to do this. They have an adversary in Putin who, if anyone can defeat these guys, but he's not going to do it in this venue. You just cannot protect 1,300 square miles, 7 years to prepare and build what they're calling, as you've heard, the curtain of steel. Well, the curtain of steel they put in place is probably only trapping the already formed terror cells inside.
From our affiliate, The Truth in Tucson, host John Justice talked to analyst David Garstenstein Ross about the news media's sudden fascination with the toothpaste bomb threats.
The news this morning that most of the news outlets were discussing was this toothpaste bomb threat, not related to flights within the continental United States, but more worried about flights in other parts of the country heading to Sochi, Russia. Tell us what you know. How credible is this threat? Is this something new?
Well, I'm not sure that this is actually a threat. Now, there's not really a distinction that's made when articles come out about, you know, breaking news of what they're looking for. But an advisory has been set out by the U.S. government. And actually, a DHS spokesman specifically said that they don't know of any specific threats to the homeland. Now, that doesn't preclude there being some sort of specific threat to air travel into Russia. But, you know, looking at this, and I have no inside intelligence information on it. I haven't spoken to officials about it. But just looking at it as it was put forward in these articles, something that is often done by the U.S. government when there is an elevated risk of terrorism is they'll look at past terrorists' tactics, techniques, and procedures, or TTPs. But they will sometimes trawl back at past TTPs,
right,
and will put out advisories so people can be on alert. That's a long way of saying, John, that I'm not sure that there is a specific threat. I'm not sure this is linked to a threat. Now, we know that there is a threat to the Sochi Olympics. That's very clear.
Right.
you and I have talked about that before. You know, in December, there was a set of suicide bombings in Volgograd. The suicide bombers subsequently released a tape saying that the Olympics would be struck. The emir of the Caucasus Emirate, a terrorist group operating the Caucasus, has also specifically threatened the Olympics.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Yet another blast of winter.
Next up here is a visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's here to overview not only some of the legal aspects of the stories this week, but behind-the-scenes information that will help you out. He has a website called Scamicide.com, Scamicide.com, and that comes in handy when we're discussing things like the scams concerning the Olympics. Number six story this week has to do with the Olympics and what's going on there. So I thought, Steve, we'd start with people needing to familiarize themselves with the logos, the graphics, the branding, the shopping that's going on for things that are supposedly connected to the Olympics. You know, the problem is much of what's available is a scam. It's counterfeit. It's no good merchandise. I mean, it's all right if you want to wear it, but don't pay the price for it. How much of that do you think people are actually aware of?
Oh, I think most people are fooled by these things. The Olympics is full of scams, and so starting out, like you said, counterfeit merchandise, which also may not be of the same quality. So, if you want, say, American merchandise, you go to TeamUSA.org. You have to be very careful because, you know, somebody could put in TeamUSA.com, suddenly go to a website that looks like it's legitimate, but it is not necessarily. So you've got to really be very, very careful there. In addition, people are going to be getting emails for updates on the Olympics, and all you have to do is click on a link, and boom, you're going to get the latest video and news, you're also going to download the latest malware on your computer. You never click on a link or download an attachment unless you know that it's legitimate and secure. And when you get something from some site, even if it looks like, oh, it's from NBC or Olympics.org, you really can't tell. So you've got to limit whatever you download or link in the Olympics to sites you know are positively good ones.
All right. Now, the next step on this page is the if you're thinking about going for a certain event, the travel packages, the ticket packages could easily be fraudulent or at least not what you expect. And I wonder what you have in words of wisdom for people who are fans that still think they ought to go.
Really? To this one? Okay. But yes, if you do, first get your bulletproof vest, get that on. Then make sure that your phone has the proper security because everything is being wiretapped and there's surveillance on everyone there. But yeah, the travel packages, and for every big sporting event, this is a problem. You have to find out whether indeed you're getting legitimate tickets with this. You check with, frankly, what you do is you check with your state's attorney general about that particular organization before you sign up and find out if they are legitimate, if there have been complaints, because it can be very tough to find out after the fact that your tickets are no good, the hotel that you go to is inappropriate, and always make sure don't use a debit card. Pay with a credit card, so if there is a problem, you can stop payment.
All right, let's go one step further in terms of scams. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney for the program, is here. We're talking about what to look out for in terms of scams at the Olympics, but I want to go broader than that. Buying tickets, you were just talking about getting tickets, go to the website, et cetera, the official website. But in terms of generally buying tickets and getting officially scammed, I'm thinking of baseball, football games. I'm thinking of events, thinking of concerts where you can go to Ticketmaster. But then there are other, like in Boston, there's a thing called StubHub.
Yep.
And it seems like legitimate, but yet and you buy tickets with them and it costs you more money. And I'm wondering if that's the court of last resort to go to, if all the regular tickets, in other words, these guys go out and buy the tickets to resell them for popular events. Is that what happens?
That's exactly what happens. I'll tell you where I really have a problem with it, Doug, and that is I'm concerned about how do they get so many tickets? Is it when it's open for the public, these ticket agencies, are they getting in ahead of us, and then they have the ability to sell us the tickets at a much larger markup? That's what bothers me, and that did happen with the Super Bowl and the NFL, where they had deals with various ticket vendors. So the individual didn't have the same even shake at getting those at the start.
Yeah, I think that's something people ought to be. These are sort of legitimate ways to get ripped off, if there is such a thing.
Yeah.
So look out for these the resellers, if you will, of tickets to any event. Okay, we've all gone there. We've all been there, done that. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney officially here with some good tips. Scamaside.com. Don't forget the website, scamaside.com, where to go to check out these scams.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.